I'm very happy to have as my special guest a gentleman now living in Sault Ste. Marie, a former player of the Sioux Greyhounds, Toots Zoltan Kovacs. Toots, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here with you, Spanky.
Well, Toots, part of the 50th anniversary of the Greyhounds, we celebrate talking to former players of the Greyhounds and players that are involved in coaching and such, and you qualify under both cases here. I look back, talk about your first year as a member of the Sioux Greyhounds back 1976-77 season.
I was playing after I played midget with the Sioux and in the Sioux for the contractors. The Greyhounds sent me to play the Dixie Beehives, which is in Mississauga, and while I was playing down there as a 16-year-old, I got called up to a few games here and there throughout the season with the Greyhounds, and that's when they had some Kulis and Kaziki, and they had all these guys. I still remember how tough they were back then, and so I got my feet wet for a few games that year, and then the next year I played a few more games up with the Greyhounds and was fortunate enough to play with some outstanding individuals and outstanding hockey players, and a few guys come to mind, Spanky, and a few are very good friends of mine to this day, and Brian Galazzi and Craig Hartsburg, Teddy Nolan played, Timmy Rose, Wayne Gretzky was a player on that team that year as a young, and Dave Watson. There's so many guys that you cherish that time with back in the day.
Toots, I got to ask you, you were fortunate enough to be involved and on the team. A young Wayne Gretzky comes to the Sioux. What can you tell us about him? We've heard many stories of his training aspect. Talk a little bit about Wayne Gretzky, his short stay in the Sioux here.
Well, Wayne, everybody knows the story about 999 with Brian Galazzi, but Wayne was a franchise player from the first practice that we had in training camp. I remember everybody looking, going, "Wow, look at this guy! This guy is going to be our bread and butter." And being our bread and butter, and the players knowing that, guys protected him, took care of him. Nobody got near Wayne. It was an outstanding season that year. I remember going to places and rinks being packed just to see Wayne Gretzky, or Sports Illustrated, him being the Sports Illustrated Man of the Year, and Sports Illustrated spending a week or two with us as a team, or just the things that Wayne did on the ice. But it's funny, Wayne Gretzky as a 16-year-old kid being in Sault Ste. Marie had his head on his shoulders. He wasn't out every night. He wasn't doing things like the rest of the guys. You know, he really had his head on straight as a 16-year-old, and it honestly shows today in what he's accomplished in his life.
You know, Toots, we look back at that that lineup in 77-78. A lot of local talent on that team. Timmy Rose, Ted Nolan, you had mentioned earlier. Brent Jarrett was on that squad. I looked down the list. Bernie Civarelli played a few games. Talk about how the local kids got involved and got to play games with the Greyhounds.
Well, it's no different, Spanky, from back in the 70s to right now in this day and age. Every young kid playing hockey in Sault Ste. Marie wants to play for the Sioux Greyhounds. They all want it. They all want it. Back in the day, in the 70s, the Algoma Contractors midget hockey team had a very strong working relationship with the Sioux Greyhounds, and that was basically between Angelo Bumbacco and Pat Esposito. Pat Esposito was the owner of Algoma Contractors and ran the midget team, and Angelo was running the Greyhounds at the time. So it was a natural feed for players to go up and play with the Greyhounds, and it was an honor to be able to put on the red and white.
Now, your career with the Greyhounds, a couple seasons with the Hounds, you moved on to play some university hockey. Tell the Greyhound listeners your career after a member of the Sioux Greyhounds.
When I finished playing junior hockey, and that includes both a short stint in Windsor and with the Sioux Thunderbirds, I ended up going to St. Thomas University in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Great school, great people. It was funny, Spanky, because education wasn't really a big part of my life. But going to university, it was different because nobody was shoving the work down your throat. You had to, if you wanted to do it and you wanted to be successful, you did it. If you didn't, then there was no big deal. Then you didn't pass, you didn't play. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the school, and it helped me out immensely in my you know, just in life.
Well, Toots, your dad, a renowned businessman in Sault Ste. Marie, Zoltan Kovacs Sr., and he was an owner of the Sioux Thunderbirds. Once your hockey career was done, you expanded and moved on into coaching. Tell the Greyhound listeners your coaching that led you to be a coach with the Sioux Greyhounds.
Oh, I coached minor hockey for a number of years, and then moved on to coach the Sioux Thunderbirds in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League for a few years as head coach under Al Jones, who was the owner at the time. And I was doing that and enjoying a lot of, you know, enjoying the game and from a different perspective from a coach in junior hockey. Then the one year when Hearts moved up to coach the World Juniors, he asked me to come up and work with Denny with the Greyhounds, and Denny and I, we took the team through the Christmas holidays and did very well. Then the next couple of years, I joined the Hartsy and Denny behind the bench and work with them. And you remember that, Spank. You were on the bus in those days, traveling back and forth and playing the London Knights and playing all over Ontario. And it was quite a time with those players. Some of those kids stick out in my mind today. I think about some of those kids like Matty Lyle, who's just a great kid. Like, there were so many good kids and good people that I met over the years with coaching and playing, and you know, some of them stick out like a guy like Jake Muzzin, where he ended up and where he was. He had broke his back, and that kid worked his tail off to get back, and now he's playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs. You know, there's a number of kids. Dustin Jeffrey, a kid we got that just every day would work after practice and try and take faceoffs and you know, work on his draw. And then next thing you know, he's taking faceoffs for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So it was just so rewarding to be able to spend time and coach these kids.
Toots, both you and I have seen many, many, many players come in as young men here to Sault Ste. Marie, and they just enjoy their time so much as a member of the Sioux Greyhounds. They come back, or they live here, or they expand from here. They have nothing but great things to say about Sault Ste. Marie. Talk about that a little.
Well, I look forward to kids. You know, when I played, guys used to come back in the summer all the time, you know, we'd have some good times away from the rink. But a number of guys have always come back here and married Sioux girls. Like look at Hartsy, look at Aaron Gavey, look at Jeff Toms. There's a number of guys that come through this hockey organization and have settled and live in the Sioux. Terry Tate, another one. There's numerous guys that have done that, and that's great. And it's still great to see them. We're all a little heavier, a little balder, but you know, we still spend and have a laugh when we see each other.
I know you had a special relationship with Craig Hartsburg, a very good friend of both yours and mine, and Hartsy, a super guy, and just talk a little bit about his career and where it got him and your association with him.
Well, any kid that has had a chance to play for Craig or does have a chance to ever play for Craig is one lucky kid. He's a great teacher, intense, mind you, very intense. You don't get away with there's no cheating going on in practice or games or anything like that. But he is a very intense individual when we play the game. When you get him in a boat with a fishing rod, he's a different guy. And you know, I cherish my friendship with Craig over the years, and he's a good man and married to a good woman.
One man we had forgot we talked earlier about was one of your former coaches, Paul Terrio. Tell the Greyhound listeners your thoughts of Paul Terrio.
Well, when I first came to the Sioux Greyhounds, Muzz McPherson was a coach, and Muzz was he was an interesting fella. He was a very interesting fella. And then Muzz was let go by the ownership group at the time, and they brought in Paul Terrio, and it wasn't a very popular decision. It was a decision made by management, but it wasn't very popular amongst the players, except for the local guys like myself and Gala and Rosie, and, you know, like, you know, we knew Paul, we knew what he was like, and he was ahead of his time. Like he was a disciple of Roger Nielsen back in the day, where the training on ice, off ice, all that kind of stuff. And look at the career that he's had over the years. But I can honestly say that I would put him as the best coach that I've ever had. And I can tell you, the years that I've coached, I've emulated a lot. And taken a lot from learning from Paul, just for playing for him for 1 year, and that says a lot. He's a wonderful, wonderful man.
Well, Toots, we could go on and on. The stories to no end. We've certainly been involved in a few of them, and it's been my honor to be involved with you, and you've been on the Greyhound team, and Hartsey and the gang there. We've had a lot of fun, and I thank you for this interview here.
And I would, you know, Spank, I'd like to congratulate Tim Lukenda and the board of directors of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds for year after year putting a good product on the ice for people to see. And those guys work tirelessly behind the scenes to keep that team here in Sault Ste. Marie. And I know that I appreciate it. And thanks, Tim, and thanks, the board. And thanks, Spanky. It's always a pleasure.